This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 16 people died and at least 85 were injured after two trains collided in Greece late on Tuesday, the fire brigade said. While the circumstances of the crash remain unclear, the two trains, a passenger train and a cargo train, collided head-on outside the city of Larissa in central Greece. The governor of the broader region told SKIA-TV, quote, the collision was very strong, he said, adding that the first four carriages had derailed while the first two were almost completely destroyed. Broadcaster SKAI showed footage of the derailed carriages badly damaged with broken windows and thick plumes of smoke, as well as debris strewn across the road. Russian forces on Tuesday pressed forward their weeks-long drive to encircle and capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the scene of some of the war's bloodiest battles, where a win for Russia would open the way for seizing the last remaining urban centers in the Donetsk region. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Explosions rang out and fires raged on Tuesday as Russian forces pressed forward with their weeks-long drive to encircle and capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a prize coveted by Russia. But Ukrainian forces insisted they would not withdraw.
We won't give up Bakhmut. We will hold on to it until the very last. Glory to Ukraine, death to the enemies.
Russian troops and Wagner mercenary fighters are trying to cut the Ukrainian defenders' supply lines and force them to surrender or withdraw.
Drones, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom, drones the Kremlin said were launched by Ukraine flew deep into Russian territory on Tuesday, including one that got within 100 kilometers